On today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line by Rebecca Schultz. She is the Minister of Children's Services for the Province of Alberta. She joins us right now. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Kyle. Thank you so much.
All right, the main thing we wanted to talk about today is the province made this announcement, I believe it was a couple of weeks ago, about providing more access to suicide prevention supports. I believe there's a sort of grant program available for community organizations. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's happening there?
Yeah, absolutely. So youth suicide prevention is something that government has been committed to largely through Health and Children's Services over the last number of years. And so we just made a commitment to increase access to services and supports to make it easier for young people to get the help they need. This includes things like life-saving prevention, intervention, and recovery supports. It does require, like I said, working across ministries within government, like mental health and addictions, and other ministries, of course, to both increase supports and add more addiction and mental health spaces, but then make sure that the support services that we have in place and the ministries and community organizations are all working together. So what we've done is put out an expression of interest for youth suicide prevention grant program for those organizations that are interested in working with youth mental health and suicide prevention. This will be $3 million over the next 2 years, and that will be invested right across the province. And so now we are just looking for those applications to come in so we can identify those organizations that can provide those services.
And certainly we have seen over the last couple of years with how things have gone on in the world that, you know, a lot of things that, you know, kids use that are good for their mental health, like being around their friends at school or, you know, maybe different sporting activities. A lot of that has been very much limited over the last couple of years or so, and that's certainly probably had an effect on mental health. Do you think that's sort of really important to, you know, get this sort of stuff out there to, you know, to help a lot of these people who've been affected over the last couple of years?
Yeah, you know, that's something that we heard a lot about last year. So obviously the last 2 years have been difficult, and last year my colleague and I, MLA for Calgary Southeast, we traveled the province to listen to kids, youth, parents, community organizations that support kids and youth. Certainly that's what brought me up to your region of the province last summer. And one of the things we heard is that absolutely COVID and obviously the health restrictions that were put in place did in fact have an impact on the well-being and mental health of young people. And, you know, as we see things get back to normal, there are our expert panels, panelists identify that some kids, you know, as things get back to normal, some kids, you know, their mental health and well-being will improve just by the nature of being back to all of their regular activities and their communities and, you know, their school situations all going back to normal. There were some kids who actually did do a little bit better, you know, with less competing pressures or, you know, not necessarily you know, having as busy schedules. We did hear from some kids who felt that their anxiety was less during the pandemic, but there are some kids, especially those families who would have been more vulnerable at risk, who would have been more impacted as well. And so this is an area that we absolutely need to we need to address. And we are doing that. You know, I'm not responsible for health and mental health and addictions, but I'm also happy to talk about what they do in terms of the health service supports that exist for children and youth. There's outpatient services, residential treatment programs, intensive day treatment programs, and we need to continue to invest in those. We have the expansion of the youth mental health hubs, which provide young people with spaces for services that improve their overall wellness. I think there's 7 or 8 in the province and a number of others that are in development. So that is really important work. The government committed originally to 4,000 additional addiction treatment beds, and that has been doubled now to 8,000 because we know that those are important, and we're working with mental health and addictions to make sure that there are specific spaces for young people as well. But, you know, it's also making sure, I think, that while we invest a lot of dollars, we have to make sure that those support services are in the right place at the right time so that kids and families know how to access them. And I think that's where the important work is going to come from: children's services, mental health, education, health, community and social services, Indigenous relations, all working together to make sure that all of our systems, all of our community partners are also working together.
And certainly it's something that you know, a lot of people with mental health related issues. Some of that is the result of things that maybe started, sort of manifesting when they were in childhood. So do you think that really sort of, helping, these youths right now with these different resources can sort of help them, through adulthood?
Absolutely. And, I think certainly in children's services, we talk a lot about intergenerational trauma and the impacts of, one's youth experience on their adulthood. And this is really important to recognize. It's something that not only impacts child intervention, but it's something that's a focus in our family resource networks as well, making sure that we are doing everything we can to support parents. Supporting parents and families to stay together, ensure that kids can be safe and well supported in their homes, and addressing some of those issues. And that is one of the things that we really did focus on with the Family Resource Networks. That network was launched, and I always say when we redesigned this program, we didn't anticipate a pandemic with our launch date of April 2020 and a pandemic hitting 2 weeks before. It created some challenges, but I think it speaks to really the amazing hard work and dedication of our community partners who stepped up to say, look, we're going to transition. We know that these supports are needed, especially now more than ever during a pandemic, and thought of ways to specifically target families facing poverty or trauma, those who needed support and guidance and different types of support services. There were, play groups were moved outdoors. There was virtual meetings. I saw cooking classes with families, different ways to engage families. And a lot of the feedback, we heard was that there was a lot of innovation at the beginning of COVID as well, as people had to find unique ways to reach out to families in need. And so some of those things will continue to be offered as we move on. But as we redesigned that program, we also did leave some dollars aside to address gaps. And I will tell you, obviously coming from the Peace region, we did hear of some gaps, especially in rural, remote, and northern Alberta. And so we're going to be redirecting some additional dollars to support those prevention and early intervention services, specifically to address those gaps in the system.
And I believe the Youth Suicide Prevention Grant Program, I believe they're accepting applications until April the 8th, I want to say, from community organizations. How exactly can those kind of groups go about in applying for this grant?
You know what? That is an excellent point, so thank you for raising that. We are still taking applications. You can apply online. Alberta.ca is the best place to go for that information. And so please, if you're an organization or you're a listener who knows of an organization who does exceptional work in this area, please encourage them to apply.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Thoughts, we always like to throw in a little personal question or two in there. Now, of course, we are coming up on springtime in Alberta, which means the weather's probably getting a little better. Some people may be spending a little more time outdoors. Now, when it comes to you, when the weather's better, nice outside, what's your kind of go-to outdoors activity?
Oh, yes, I remember the fun questions from last summer when I joined you. That's awesome. For me, it's running. I used to be a pretty consistent runner. I would run in, minus 30 was my limit, and now that's kind of crept up to about a minus 15. So I guess you could call me a fair weather outdoor runner, but that's one of the things that I'm most excited about. But also biking. My kids are almost 6 and 4, and so biking has really become one of our favorite family activities that we are looking forward to.
Well, we do get some nice trails up here in the Peace region if you want to check out one of these days for a little visit up here. But anyhow, the Minister of Children's Services, Rebecca Schultz, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Kyle.